We all eat. Evan Wigg wants us to think more about what we eat and where it comes from.
The food system isn't determined by the USDA and a few farmers. It's determined by every single one of us. As Wendell Berry would say, eating is an agricultural act. We make a decision on how we want our food system to look at least three times a day.
Wigg is the director of the Farmers Guild in Sonoma County, which is launching a new Follow the Rooster website and social media campaign aimed at reporting and promoting decisions and actions that extend the reach of local agriculture.
The idea is to create a platform where we can promote and celebrate all the actions that people take towards building a healthier food system. So that could be a restaurant adding a new ingredient to its menu. That could be an individual joining a CSA. That could be a chef working with whole animals so that smaller scale family ranches have a better shot at success.
But the underlying theme is mindfulness, which he sees as essential to getting people reconnected to their food sources and ultimately restoring health and quality to the American diet.
People want cheaper food, more convenient food, prepackaged processed food. It's not integrity that drives how a farm operates. It's not the love for the land. It's not planting future generations of crops. It's convenience, low prices, budgets, and a race to the bottom.
Beyond the appealing symbol of the rooster, with the wake-up call it implies, the Farmers Guild is calling this campaign the next generation of food. Wigg says there's a reason for that.
My generation in particular, the millennials, are starting to ask, from a consumer perspective, for a different model. We're asking for clothes that have been produced in places that aren't sweatshops. We're asking for locally made goods. We're asking for healthy, organic produce. And the market is responding. With Kroger and Costco and Walmart getting into the organic game, that's proof that there is change and that producers and providers will meet the demands of consumers.
Terry Garrett, co-manager of Go Local, applauds the new Farmers Guild initiative, noting that it's a model that has already proven effective here in Sonoma County.
The model is very similar to what Daily Acts has achieved in the sustainability field. Taking a small action is a big step for some because once they experience what it feels like, it motivates them to take another one.
And Garrett agrees that a new effort is acutely needed.
We import 99% of our fresh produce. So this is one of those projects that you really want to support and you have to support if you want to increase our food security in this area.
To help call attention to the new campaign, Wigg says the Guild will host a barbecue at the Sebastopol Grange next Tuesday, highlighted by an open-to-all-comers Farmers Olympics.
We're going to have everything from drip tape jump rope to T-post pounding competitions, potato sack races, all sorts of fun stuff.
That's just for one night. The Follow the Rooster campaign will continue for the rest of the summer. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.